Hello, BBS listeners. Welcome to the Monday call, the Monday program with Winfrey and Terry. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2019. And we have several callers on the line. And when you hear the beeps, that's people calling in on their cell phones like this. Hello, welcome to the Monday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, pretty. Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
Yeah, so we welcome our BBS callers, our BBS listeners, rather, this Monday, April 22nd. Do you know if Wynn sent out an email for tonight? About tonight?
I don't know. I don't think I got one.
Okay, I didn't either. Sometimes he sends an email out with a topic.
He sends it to a different email than I'm used to, and I forgot my password, and I can't even get on there and find out.
Oh, boy. I hate it when that happens.
I know, it's awful. I use two different email addresses, and the one I have no problem with, the other one I forgot.
Hello, welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi,
Roger.
Caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Would I? Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Prudy. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Is Helen on?
Not yet.
No? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about Nixon?
Not yet.
Okay.
Hopefully soon.
Does anybody else feel like they're already being subjected to 5G?
Not so far.
No?
That they're being what, honey? I missed that.
Subjected to 5G?
Oh.
What is that supposed to do? What is that 5G?
Welcome to welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, anybody else?
Yeah, Jane in Pennsylvania.
Jane in Pennsylvania. Okay.
Hi.
Sorry to butt in on your conversation. I had to welcome these beautiful people. And BBS callers, if you're listening, it's Monday, April 22nd. 2019. Thank you for joining us, the Wynn and Terry Monday Night Program.
Yeah.
Whoever that is, it's coming in very faint. Can you get a little closer to your mic? Or?
Yeah, Roger.
I think so.
That was me.
Yeah,
sorry.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I was a little too far away. Now, I was saying that 5G requires a network of transmitters and antennas every 100 to 200 feet.
The thing is I heard that they were going to be rolling it out in 2020, so I thought I had a little bit of time left. But at the beginning of this month, I started to experience extreme insomnia, and I have discontinued everything that gives me any kind of energy, including the pendants that I bought from Wynn and any kind of food supplement that I experience is giving me energy, and I still can't sleep. And so I heard one or two other people say that since the beginning of this month, they were experiencing the same thing. I was just wondering if anybody else had. Sorry.
Well, it depends on where you live, and if you're in a concentrated urban area, it might be, yes.
We had some folks join us, if I can butt in here. Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. It's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Wynn. I think you're out there somewhere, so I'll just say hi now.
Hi.
There you are.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi,
Wynn. Prudy, I didn't think you were going to be on tonight.
No, I'm on. I'm here.
All right.
Good thing.
Yeah, I made it. Hi sent me a message that he needed some help.
This is
always answering the call. got quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah. I scared everybody.
I think you did, Wynn.
You are pretty scary.
Yeah, well, at least you don't have to wake up and look in your knee in the mirror every day.
I do, too. I have to look at me every day in the morning.
We're all one. Doesn't matter. We look at each other.
That's a good way to look at it.
It's better if you only look with one eye, and it's not quite so scary.
Lucky myself, I'm growing a soul patch.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What inspired you to do that?
Boredom.
What's a soul patch?
A little beard right under your lower lip.
Oh. Yeah.
Like jazz and blues musicians started, I think. That's where
I know. Spot. That's all.
I know what that is. I have one of those. I'm not that old.
Ladies aren't supposed to have this.
My wife does, too.
Yeah, you tend to get a little furry as you get older. Furry.
I have a Chinese crested chihuahua, and he's got one under his lip and one under his tail.
Oh,
give me any ideas.
Is what?
So,
another good channeling yesterday, Wynn.
Huh?
There was another good channeling yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Terry,
great.
Are you on the line?
She just keeps getting better and better. It amazes me.
I don't see Terry.
Well, it's as if they've let down their hair with us, you know?
The information that she's bringing through, I keep thinking, oh, it's not going to be any better than this. And every time it's like better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where is this coming from? Yeah. My gosh. Amazing. Just amazing.
Hey, don't say any more words till Terry gets on. It's good for her to hear it.
Okay. Oh, surely she knows how we feel. I mean, what she's doing is just outstanding. And of course, you're feeding her the questions. You're giving her the questions. So your questions are always great too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Thought provoking.
Well, hang on. Let me start the recording here.
This conference is being recorded.
This is April 22nd, 2019. Wynn in Sedona. Terry, to be in Sedona, probably will check in soon. Yesterday was her birthday, and of course she got drunk.
Even Terry can get drunk once a year.
Actually, she didn't get drunk, but you know,
I didn't think so.
Daphne and Kay really like to have a drink. Believe it or not,
that's okay. It's all right.
They're in town.
Kay,
a little bit of wine.
Oh, you missed the spectacular call the other night. Okay.
Yeah, you did. Pretty mm-hmm. just good.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't put that on the replay though. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well.
You're all wrapping it up.
I have to be careful with Daphne, because sometimes, would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. Hi, Los Molinos.
Hi, hi.
Hi, hi.
Hi, hi.
Made it.
Hi, hi.
Thank you, Prudy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The call.
It's all yours.
And the next person
like
joined in, we welcome.
Hello, everybody. It's Nick from Perth.
Hello, Nick.
Hey,
hi,
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, everyone. Hi.
So, we're recording already, and I had queued up a replay for tonight. You know,
Can you imagine if we did another channeling tonight, another channeling Wednesday? You know, I mean, oh my God. It's like, it's good to back off and do a replay. Would you guys like to say your name and your city? No. Nick in Perth? Okay.
Sorry, I'm here yet.
Yeah, this was a Monday call from 2016, and it was entitled Race and the Elohim. And I don't know if it has a channeling on it or not. I mean, we had a spectacular channeling on grace. And I was talking to someone today about grace that inspired me to look it up. And do you guys remember how the Elohim described grace?
I remember the channeling. I don't remember exactly what they said.
Stuck energy.
Yeah, stuck energy. Yeah, stuck energy.
Well, what they said was, the Elohim has different councils and sub-councils, and we are normally talking to the Council of On. The Council of On explain themselves as a translation unit to be able to translate the Elohim into a language of local constituents, which is us. Then they have another council, which they call grace. Now, I never even heard this concept before. Of course, grace is a Christian word usually used in Christianity to mean a state of... What does grace mean in Christianity? Do you guys know?
State of blissfulness?
It implies miracles. It implies peace. You know, it implies...
It's like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Get-out-of-jail-free, yeah, right. Getting above your karma. And the Elohim have explained that they have a particular council that they call grace. And that grace is perhaps the highest level of the Elohim. I can't remember if they said that, but I know they said it was a high level of the Elohim, that when grace could come in, it was like spraying WD-40 on the matrixes. And loosening everything up and freeing stuck geometries, okay? Like in our realm, we have stuck geometries that keep us frozen into this realm. And grace has the ability, as long as there's request and free will, they don't impose. I mean, there are people that probably like stuck geometries, and they're not going to, like, violate their free will. But when we feel a lightness on the call, when we feel a lifting, that would be an example, small example, of stuck geometries getting released. And do we have the dings muted, guys?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so I don't remember. There must have been a channeling on this call, although I didn't check it, but I can't imagine me trying to talk about grace from my own levels without bringing them in. So, Terry, are you here? Oh, I see Terry's here.
I'm here.
You know, you missed it. Everybody was raving about yesterday's channeling.
And by the way, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
You know, Terry's getting so together. She's making me feel intimidated.
Sure.
Good. That's good. That means she's feeling good.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
So here we go.
It's February 8th, 2016. Wynn and Terry.
Muted.
Mona, everyone, everywhere. And, you know, I decided yesterday. Let me get rid of those dings there. Hang on a second. Hang on. Do you know how to do that, Marilyn?
Thank you, Wynn. I have an email of that, but I don't know offhand.
So that's all right. I just did it. Okay. We were doing our side is a complex place. It goes from the immediate space around us, where we have all kinds of astral entities, people that have died and are hanging out, and people that are ancestors that are hanging out, and we don't see any of it. But we are all connected. I would say, I believe we're all connected. Since I don't see it, I can't prove it. But I think all of us are connected to the other side all the time. And we can experience the connection through our intuitions, through feeling vibes. Somebody like Terry has the ability to feel the connection and in some way, shape, or form, see things. And she seems to be able to see things that are close in and far out, okay? Or she can connect with things. You know, it's hard to understand this, but for those of you that are coming to our calls regularly, I'm sure you've started to get the feeling. Just as I have gotten the feeling, it's like I can't understand it in my mind, but I start to get the feeling, the intuitions of how it works. And then my experience is consistent with it. So this idea of grace is a very high level of Elohim. And I don't think in general we can see them. And they have the ability, this aspect of the Elohim has the ability to project energy into this realm, and cause adjustments in the physicality of this realm. And ending up looking like miracles, or looking like suddenly we can feel something that we can't. And that's kind of how they answered it in the Creator God book. Go back and look at it. And I thought it's not something we have talked about with them for a long time, and it would be a very good topic to go deeper into it. Every time we go into a topic at a later date, different things come up because all of your energies are more open. So I think that they can speak to that, and I can speak to that. For a long period of time, everyone, including me, was skeptical. And over time, we've come to a place where, you know, if it looks like, I forget that saying, if it looks like a rose, if it smells like a rose, it feels like a rose, it's probably a rose. I think that's the saying. But in any case, if it's not, I just made one up and that'll work. because I can't explain. They don't seem to want anything from us. They want to help us. They have a criteria And if you looked at the Christian concept of grace, we were talking about getting God's favor. You know, if you go into the Old Testament, I believe, I'm not sure, it's probably in the New Testament too, there was an idea of having a covenant with God. In other words, you would make certain promises, and in order to get those things, something would happen positive for you. Like you could say, God, if I get better, if I'm not sick anymore, I'm going to help so many people.
Right.
And if you meant it, it would work. So that's a covenant. But it's, I don't know if it's a covenant with God. It's a covenant with yourself, or the part of yourself that's God. I don't think God, you know, we'll be talking to them. I don't think God wants covenants and wants to control you. But when you connect to the higher aspects of yourself, when you do that, then things happen that are phenomenal. And so Terry's not ready. Let me just make sure I hear her. Can I hear
yes,
you, Terry?
Yes, I'm here.
So what we're going to do now is mute everybody. Now, let me find here where I want to go. Here we go. Everybody is muted. I started the recording. Okay. All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an, and also with the, by special appearance, with the section of the Elohim called Grace. Do you have questions?
Well, I gave my own little opening introduction to the concept of grace, okay? And I read the Christian definition of it. How did Christianity come into the idea of grace compared to how the Elohim have explained grace to me?
Jesus was a proponent of grace. Jesus had access to grace and was able to utilize grace, the section of the Elohim of grace, to come in. And part of the thing that they did was to create miracles. Now, a miracle looks like something that couldn't happen to the general public in the third density. However, there are certain physical things that can be brought through and entered into the third density that create things that look like miracles, and it can be done by grace. Grace is not just one person. Grace is a team that works together and creates frequencies that are very, very high that can be applied to situations where there is a stuck, like a lock might be rusted and stuck, and the Elohim can come into a situation that is unmoving and looks like it will never move, and they can apply their high frequencies to this, and it is like WD-40 being applied to a lock and freeing it up. And as the Elohim section of grace bring in the very high frequencies, it can get in between the cracks and it can begin to break free the energies that need to be released so the situation can get moving again.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the internet definitions, it was talking about grace is being God's unmerited favor. It is kindness from God we don't deserve. It is a gift from God. Grace is divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration, a virtue coming from God, a state of sanctification enjoyed through divine favor. How do we get divine favor?
You ask for the resolution. You ask God for the help. You ask God for some way to move through a stuck situation, some way to provide relief when it looks like nothing can work and it, when one asks, and it doesn't have to be a formal asking, it can be a prayer, it can be a person seeking something. It doesn't have to be a formal asking. The intention needs to be there. And it brings in the impetus for grace to move into the situation and apply whatever is needed to be able to bring relief to the person. And the person may not even deserve it. But the strength of his prayer, the strength of his yearning and wanting is something that can affect this and unlock the keys and bring in grace to help people move through their most darkest moments. Grace provides a light. It brings a light into the darkness.
Thank you. Is the section of Elohim called grace the highest section of the Elohim?
It is. One of the highest, but it is not the highest, as there are intermediaries between the section of grace and the God force that can bring in further frequencies, further connection with all that is, and can in a sense, liquefy thee and bring into motion at the highest levels the tenets, the desires that have been translated upward through the densities and wind up in the area of grace. It can go higher to the intermediaries that are working with God Himself to bring in the maximum amount of light into a situation.
Thank you. We were talking about the idea of covenants with God that came from the Bible. Were covenants something that was made up by men? Was it something that was made up by the Anunnaki who were playing gods? Or is there a higher significance to it that came from real positive forces?
Covenants is at a lower level and was made up by lower level forces and actual men who were existing in the other density realm, as their understanding of what the laws were and what people should follow. It is not exactly, it is an approximation, it is not exactly the way that the Elohim and higher work, but it is an approximation to try and get it into language form. Some covenants are mistakenly considered the only way something is supposed to be. However, if it needs fine-tuning, if it needs a bit of a change, the Elohim in its highest state are able to quickly move, and we do not follow a covenant. The covenants were devised from some of the higher ideas and actions, but it is an approximation and does not exactly, it is so fixed in time, a covenant is so fixed in time, and you might say we make it up as we go along here in the higher levels, but we do it to ethical standards and considering all of the factors in question, all of the factors involved, and for the highest good. And so it is more flexible than a lower level covenant.
I used the example on Sunday talking about some people are sick and they're ill, and sometimes they're supposed to learn something from their illness. For example, I used
you
the example.
You mean if people are sick?
If people are sick. When someone is
yes.
sick, I used the example of someone who was arrogant, and that through being disabled, it was requiring them to learn how to receive from other people. And if the person could grasp their arrogance, then it seemed that it would be more possible for a healing to happen. But if a person was going to get better and immediately become arrogant again, then perhaps a miracle of healing might be withheld. And could you comment on this process?
Yes. If an individual feels better than the other, feels that they have everything under control and the others don't, that they are better than the others, that they deserve more and that they're entitled for more than the others are, there tends to be a balancing, and they might find themselves falling and coming down to the level and having the things happen to them that have happened or are happening to the people that they feel superior to. It is a great leveling when one receives something, a blow or an incident that levels them to the level that they have felt superior to. And if they are wise, they can learn the lesson that if they are more fortunate than another and circumstances are moving very well, that this is very fortunate indeed. But if they are considering that this is making them superior to another and they're putting the other down or criticizing the other for not having what they have, then they are seeking a fall. They will receive, life will equal the playing board, and they can very easily receive a fall. Also, when their attention is drawn away from their duties and into the idea that they are greater or better or more worthy or more entitled, they are losing track of the facts that have built them, the building blocks that have put them where they are. And as they lose focus of that, they are open to a fall.
Thank you. And I used the example of feeling superior or being arrogant. There could be other human distortions aside from that, wanting to get revenge. When I get better, I'm going to get revenge on somebody. I would imagine that's not a very good thought to have for invoking a miracle or a healing.
No, this takes their focus away from the building, the network of attention that they need to focus on what is going on around them so that they can stay in tune. And if they get focused on revenge, then they may simply lose track of a number of factors that they need to keep track of to keep them, to keep their position viable.
So, what is the extent of transformation that grace is, has the potential for?
First of all, it depends upon the individual and their openness and vulnerability to accept and receive and to be able to lean into the good change.
But how about, if we're talking about, for example, can the Earth be a receiver of grace, planet Earth?
We look at planet Earth and see so many sectors, so many differences. So looking at planet Earth, focusing out and looking at the planet, it can be a receiver of grace, yes. The answer is yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got dropped off.
Okay, continue.
So the question was, and maybe you answered it, is the Earth eligible for grace?
Yes.
Can the Earth ask for grace?
Yes, the Earth can ask for grace. The Earth can ask for help and receive help from the other bodies in the solar system, from the sun, from the other larger bodies, from the center of the galaxy, from that galaxy. Yes, Earth can ask.
Does the Earth do this?
Yes.
Is the Earth aware of the Elohim?
In a dumbed down way, they take it for granted. Earth takes it for granted and is able to connect and to know that we are looking at Earth at this time, at its energy spikes and its energy flows. And it is connected in a major way with the higher realms, with the other planets, with the other stars, and with the higher realms. It is a part parcel of it all.
Mm-hmm. So it's my understanding the Earth goes through a lot of pain as a result of the way it is hurt by humans in many, many different ways. Is that true?
Yes, it has many life forms on it, and the life forms go through extreme agony. For instance, when there is a forest fire, the Earth really feels it, and the change affects not only the trees, the ground that the fire has moved over, but the energy from that and the pain from the loss of life of the trees, of the biological, the bushes, the animals, the pain is felt at a very large range. It is felt further than one might imagine.
Does the Earth feel the individual pain of humans when they're suffering?
Yes. If they are suffering as a group, the Earth feels it more than if it is isolated cases of suffering.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Earth is somewhat passive. It's like, I'm conjecturing that. Unlike a human, who can move around, walk around, make a phone call, do all this stuff, the Earth is somewhat passive as things are being done to it. And then probably the only thing the earth can do is have an earthquake or something like that. Can you comment on that idea?
The earth has its functions that it does, the orbits that it goes through, the tides, the effect of the magnetic field upon the earth. And these are consistent over a range, and the earth feels comforted when things stay within that range. However, if the range begins to be exceeded, the range of pressure, say, then the earth becomes under pressure and is forced to release that pressure as best it can. The earth systems operate within ranges, and when they exceed the range of comfortability, then the earth begins to object and has to readjust its systems to incorporate the change.
Is the earth paying close attention to the conversation we're having now, since we're talking about her?
The earth has, we are on the earth, and the earth has, as us being a part of it, it is noted, it is memorized, it is put down in the skein of time, it is something that is a part of everything. It is not like a human paying attention to a voice speaking. It is something that is incorporated into the operation, the existence of the earth, and they do not think of it as something to focus on. It is simply a part of what is.
So the earth becomes just aware,
yes,
so to speak. Like while we're talking, I'm aware of a very powerful energy moving through me, and probably other people on the line might have this same awareness, and it's not linear. It's not like a conversation or mental conversation, but it's an energy added, and that if someone's feeling that, I would suggest they're feeling the energy of the higher realms. Is that correct?
They may be also feeling the energy of Earth as
mm-hmm.
we focus upon that.
Mm-hmm. Like if we, on the call, like we do on Sundays, focus on the Earth, and we send energy to the Earth, and we surround the Earth in energy, on some level, she feels that. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, while we're talking right now, are we talking, we know the part of the Elohim, which is grace, is present, correct?
That is correct.
And who is formulating the words to us right now? Is it the aspect of grace, or is it another aspect of the Elohim, or is it a collaboration?
We have touched several levels of Elohim, the section of grace, the section above grace, and the normal section of Elohim at a very high level that is lower frequency than grace, but still very high. And the formulation of the words comes about when the concepts are given. And then within Terry's framework and structure, it is incorporated into words. If there are words that exist that are known for what it is that is being relayed or conveyed.
Mm-hmm. And so if I was going to direct a question to Grace, and I would say every single person on this call, and perhaps a far more number of that, would like to know how to invoke this energy of grace where things can happen for someone that are above the rules of the physical universe. Quick question, are synchronicities an aspect of grace?
Yes. Synchronicities are an aspect that grace uses, but they are also an aspect that the physical universe uses when one is thinking of focusing upon a topic. Then they tend to bring in the frequencies of that topic, and the frequencies then are the same as other certain things. So the individual is now focused upon certain frequencies and has more ability to observe. For instance, an individual driving down the street may not even notice that the other car has license plate. But if the individual had just, say, gotten a new license plate and was focused upon, hey, you know, I have my name on the license plate, and might look around and suddenly have the synchronicity of seeing someone else with a name on their license plate, which would have been totally oblivious to him if he hadn't been focused in the area.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that on behalf of all the people on the line, I would like, if this would be worthwhile, and you can tell me if it is, maybe we could have the aspect of grace address us, and maybe even lead us in a meditation. That could.
It is
okay.
Yes.
Breaks me up to do this, so I guess I'll just push through to lead us in a meditation right from the consciousness of grace that would help us access it.
Yes, we look from our standpoint as grace upon the individuals on the call, and we look broader than to the things that are affecting these individuals within their sphere of influence and environment. And so we do not disconnect with the person, we connect with the influences, the environment, the things, the makeup of the network of ideas, the wholeness of the beliefs, the wholeness of the network, the nodes that make up an individual's environment and life and focus, moving in then to their innermost desires and wishes, and we make connection and align the environment and the outside with what it is that is wished from the inside. We are doing this as we are speaking with the group on the phone. It is always the free will thing that the individual needs to wish for, because we do not inflict ourselves upon anyone. But we are available. We are available to each and every one of you.
Thank you. Is there a way of asking for grace that's better than another way?
Knowing about grace is very helpful. There can be simply asking. There can be focusing, sending a vortex of energy from your hand, from your body, from your crown chakra, from your third eye. So sending a vortex of energy which focuses energy and focuses what it is you're asking and focuses it to us. And we then can focus back to you. It can take some getting used to, but focus is a big part of it. The more you can focus, and then focus on the higher dimension, we do not really have a place. We are at any place in a very high frequency. And if you just think of grace, the song Grace, Amazing Grace, it can help you to focus from a lower level and focus to us.
While you were saying that, I put my hands up vertically, and I did feel lots of energy coming in. Everybody might try that. Just put your hands up. You know, usually we put them towards each other. Put them up vertically and see if you can feel the energy of grace.
You're running past the hour.
You have within your hand a chakra in each hand, a chakra that can send energy and can receive energy. So if you are aware of sending energy through your hands, or then being open towards receiving energy through your hands, it is a good sending and receiving tool.
Your time has run out,
Wynn. Okay. You know what? While we have Grace on the line, could we ask for Grace to give some help? Is this possible? Like, what would it take to get Grace to help with the methane leak in California?
We have been thinking of that, and Terry has been asking for that, as it is. We went through a whole thought process there. The thought process went like this. In the environment right now, it is a dangerous leak. However, if it was kept or fixed, it would not be a dangerous leak, and it would not be dangerous right now. So the thought would be that the methane leak could be stopped, that the methane leak could be stopped very rapidly, that the individuals working on the methane leak.
All right. Wynn, the real Wynn, back and moving over the whole plan of healing. And I'll see you in a moment.
Unmuted.